Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
And the big talk of all of Perth over the last few weeks would be the wedding of the year. Heidi Anderson.
Hello.
How does it feel coming into work as a married lady? Does it feel different? Or
it doesn't feel different. I mean, the relationship with Griffo feels different. I don't know. We said it yesterday. I feel like I love him more than ever. And
is that just something
for he's got?
Say,
he's
right?
got half your goods now. That's why it's very different.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was honestly, and I know people say this, and they're like, "Suck up the moment. Make sure you take." You know, we took 15 minutes out at the night and went and just watched everyone and had a drink and laughed. And
just
like,
the two of you.
And just checked in, and we said, "Like, no one's allowed to talk to us. We just want to watch you." And I suggest that everyone did. It was honestly the best. I can't even describe it.
Did
every
it go,
single emotion.
Did it go hiccup free?
No, there was a few things, but
were
like
what,
like
what
everyone said, you don't worry on the day.
Truth,
like just as I was putting my jumpsuit on because I wore a
you
custom,
wore a jumpsuit,
a jumpsuit.
A custom made white jumpsuit. We were getting photos in the bathroom, and there was crap on the floor, like makeup. It must have been. So as I was slipping it on, when it came on, there was a massive mark on it, and so then we had to clean it. But you just don't care.
No,
honestly don't care.
Did you not care?
No, like I was just like, well, what are we going to do? It got dirty within the first 3 seconds anyway.
Yeah.
So just again, to describe your dress or not dress to people who haven't seen any photos that are on our pages.
So I thought Xavier Ellis could describe it, but it's custom. It was white custom made by my friend Kate Watts from Only One Ashley.
Are they called jumpsuit? I was thinking about this when you said talk. Are they called jumpsuits because that's what you jump out of planes in?
Is that why
they're called jumpsuits?
Or jumpsuits like you get locked up in prison with.
Yeah. No, but I thought jumpsuit out of a plane.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. No,
I don't know.
I've got no idea.
So you wore a jumpsuit, which is like a jumpsuit, and sneakers?
I wore sneakers.
What type
my
of sneakers?
My favourite sneakers, they were Puma ones, white ones with big white laces. I had these really cool shoulder.
Yeah, tell me about the feather. What is it?
Feather.
How many birds went down for that to be made?
It was all fake, of course. It was all fake.
That's not what they said. Yeah.
Okay.
But like my top was all like hand beaded and stuff. It was actually the most incredible thing. I had a cape.
Will you use it again?
Do you know what? If you see it, I'll put up a photo later, but it is covered in dirt.
Can you wear it tomorrow to work?
Do you know what? I kind of want to, but I've drank and ate so much crap that I don't think I'd fit in it.
Actually, a good friend of mine had a white wedding dress or whatever and had it in her car to get cleaned because similar thing, had crap all over it, and they stole their car.
What?
Yeah, and they're like, we don't really want the car back. We just want the dress back, which was worth more than the car.
Well, I was thinking I could sell my dress, but now I don't ever want to. It was amazing. And a lot of people ask, like, what do the bridesmaids wear? That's always the big talking point. So all my girls wore white as well.
Is that controversial for some?
Well, when it was
funny, wear white to a wedding,
when
right?
I was shopping for some of the dresses, like with some of the girls, people were like, well, does the bride know this? And it's like, yeah, I'm the bride. I want them to wear white. So it was green and white was the theme and stuff.
Did Griffo cry?
He got a bit teary, but I literally, everyone was like, be in the moment, Heidi, be in the moment. And every time I'd be in the moment, I couldn't stop crying. So I was like,
you're a mess.
I was literally a blubbering mess. I hid in the cupboard before I walked down the aisle and just cried because I was so overwhelmed.
Oh my God.
I would have locked the cupboard door.
No, they just brought me in champagne because I didn't eat for 2 days because I've never been lost
were
my
you,
appetite.
Were you worried about fitting your dress in all seriousness?
No, it wasn't that. I just genuinely
nerves.
Had no appetite. And I've got Griffo on the phone right now, my husband.
Morning, Griff, mate. Massive congratulations, bud. And from what we hear, it was a marvellous day. And you did cry?
There definitely was a little bit of a glassy eyes going on, but it was just such a magical day. The best day of my life, hands down.
Good answer. Now, I don't know about you, but when I see other people cry, then that makes me want to cry. If Heidi was as a blubbering mess as she's saying, was that hard to keep a straight face?
Definitely, yeah. That was a trigger. When I saw her come down the aisle, even seeing the bridesmaids, seeing them, because a couple of those girls were quite emotional, but seeing Heidi crying with her mum and dad was just very hard to hold it in. So I think I done pretty well, but definitely a bit of a tear started to up here.
Are you crying right now, Heidi?
No, don't. It's so emotional. So I chose to have my mum and dad walk me down the aisle, and literally as soon as I saw Griffo and locked eyes with him, I burst into tears. Now, we've got a video on our Instagram, Heidi, Xavier, Ryan, which I'll share with you.
Do we edit around the blubbering mess?
No, it's a little sneak peek because I won't show you the whole video, but Mel, who...
Not before the world-class... premiere,
not
of course.
Not before the cinema back lot.
Have you sold it to Hoyts?
No. My girlfriend Mel, she works from Till Death. She got, I think, what you're going to play right now, which is quite embarrassing because you'll see the difference between Griffo and myself.
We've got some audio. This is Heidi doing her vows here.
You rock my world, my darling heart, and you are the most incredible human I've ever met. I honestly don't know what I did to deserve you, but I'm thankful every day that you chose me to be your wife.
Now let's just have a...
David knows my ugly cry face.
Yeah.
Griffo, Hyde's had a little cry at work the other day and I couldn't help it, but I was like, gee, you look funny when you cry.
And my voice changes as well.
Well, knowing how emotional Heidi was, let's have a listen to Griffo.
I'm excited to spend the rest of my life with you, travel with you and grow old with you. We can now officially call us a family. You, me, and my car.
Oh, a little singer in there.
I said to Griffo yesterday, he was one monotoned the whole way, and then I was peeking up and down and his vows went for, I think, maybe, babe, what, 30 seconds? And then mine were like 3.5 minutes.
Like a novel. Does that surprise you, Zave, that Hyde just took a bit extra than her allotted time?
Just took the moment. But now, Griff, I've got a question for you now. Hyde, we argued the whole way through that she might be a bridezilla at some stage. Did she get bridezilla-ish at any stage, and did you get on the end of any sprays?
She definitely did get a little bit of bridezilla, but I think in the scheme of things, it was all pretty good. It was probably coming up to the day, it was probably the last 2 weeks, sort of 2 weeks prior to the wedding. There was a few cracks starting to appear.
Take 5 wickets.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it all fell apart. But no, I think she held herself pretty well, all things considered. It's a lot to organise, and she did do majority of it. So to handle herself the way she did, I think she done pretty well. So you're expected to see a couple cracks, yeah.
Oh, thanks, husband.
Well, again, on behalf of us and everyone at Hit 92.9, congratulations, Heidi and Griffo.
Thank you. Well done.
The video, the photos and stuff look amazing.
Honestly, we joked
for a year about the weather, but it was a perfect day.
It was
day,
actually
right?
perfect. And then the day after, it poured down rain.
It was grand final day, wasn't it?
And it was real cloudy and cold the day before. So it literally was amazing. But you will see the video on our Instagram, which is Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Now, before you go, Griffo, obviously the day after was the AFL Grand Final and you are a West Coast man. It was just a bit of icing on top of a fine cake.
Cherry on the top, mate. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Couldn't have been a better week. The whole week altogether just worked out perfectly.
So was the wedding the cherry on top or the grand final?
No, the Eagles were definitely the cherry on the top, but the bulk of it was
okay,
the wedding.
Lucky.
Okay, well said. Well
good
said.
On you, mate. Well done.
Appreciate it.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.